Hey there, Mom. This is your boy, the one you loved best. I was trying to decide what to give you for Mother's Day. I know you've been enjoying listening to audiobooks. I don't have an audiobook, but I do have half a Bible. And I don't really have a recording voice, but it's my voice, and it means something to you, I think. I picked out a few Bible passages from the Bible version that I've been working on, the Casual English Bible. I'm not sure you've really had much of a chance to hear what the Bible reads like in my voice. You just kick back and relax and feel free to fall asleep, because I'll try to read it softly. This is from Psalm 121. I look up to the hills, where some folks go to pray. I won't find help there. My help comes from the Lord who made those hills and everything else in heaven and earth. He'll help you stay on your feet. He won't let you fall. He's your God and your protector day and night. He watches over all of his people. He never takes time off for a nap. This isn't just any bodyguard protecting you. It's the Lord. You can stand in his shade when the sun beats down. The heat can't touch you. You're safe in the dusky moonlight too. The Lord will keep you safe when life gets dicey and dangerous, when you come and go, here and there and anywhere, the Lord has his eye on you, now and forever. This next one is Psalm 27. It's identified as a Psalm of David. The Lord is my light. He drives darkness away. He's the savior of my life. How could anyone frighten me? The Lord is my bodyguard. Who could possibly scare me? When bad people attack me and try to kill me, they'll miss their chance and fall flat on their faces. When a hostile army surrounds me, big deal. No fear here. When people declare war on me, I'll stay confident, trusting in you. There's one thing I've asked the Lord. There's one thing I want from him. Three in all. To make my home with him all my life. To look to the Lord and see his great beauty. To talk with him in his holy temple. When trouble comes, he'll protect me in his home, in a hiding place inside his sacred tent. Then he'll lift me high onto solid rock. My enemies will have to look up to me then. Back in his tent, I'll shout for joy and offer sacrifices. I'll sing, oh yes, I'll sing praises to the Lord. Please hear me, Lord, when I cry out to you. Be kind to me and answer my prayers. You said, look for me. I will answer from my heart. Lord, I want to see you face to face. Don't hide from me. Don't get angry with me and send me away. You've been the one I turn to for help. Don't give up on me and walk away. You are my God, the only one who can save me. Even if my family kicks me out, the Lord will take me in. This is Psalm 16. It's a handwritten psalm of David. God, I've come to you because I need your help. Please protect me. I told the Lord, you are the master of my life. Everything I have that's worth having comes from you. In times of need, I go to the Lord. He fills my empty cup. He holds my world in his hands. The portrait of my life is wonderful. My future's looking great too. The Lord is my guide, and I'm happy He is. Even in the quiet of night, my mind drifts back to His teaching. I keep my eyes on the Lord. He's right beside me, so nothing's gonna rattle me. I've got a happy heart. I'm happy all over. On top of that, I'm safe. You're not leaving me for dead. You won't let your devoted one rot in the grave. I know the path through life because you're showing it to me and because you're with me. It's a wonderful trip. You've got delights enough to last forever. This next psalm is Psalm 103, and it sure looks like a happy song from a happy someone. It's called a Psalm of David. I'm thanking the Lord with all my heart. With all I've got, I'm thanking Him. And I'm calling Him out by name. I'm thanking the Lord with all my heart. And I'll not forget the kindness that comes with His gift of love. You sin, He forgives you. You get sick, He heals you. You head to the grave, He saves you and overwhelms you with relentless love and mercy. He keeps you happy in life with gifts of good things. And when you're older, He makes you feel young again. The Lord is kind and compassionate. He's slow to get mad. He owns a sky full of mercy. He won't always give me a hard time. He won't stay mad at us forever. He doesn't punish us like He should. We deserve worse than we get, given the sins we committed. As high as the sky, from earth to heaven, that's the depth of God's mercy for those who respect Him. As far as the east is from the west, that's the distance between us and our sins. Just as parents show compassion for their kids, the Lord shows compassion for those who respect Him. He knows what we're made of. He knows that we're dust. The life of a person is like a blade of grass, like a flower in the field. It blossoms. Then the wind blows it away. There's no sign it was ever there, but the Lord's mercy has always been here and always will be here for those who respect Him. This is from Romans 8. It's from the Apostle Paul. If God's on our side, why worry who's on the other side? God didn't spare even His own Son. He sacrificed Him for us. If God did that, how's He not going to give us everything? If God says we're okay with Him, who's going to challenge that by saying we're not okay with Him? Who's left to condemn us? No one. Christ Jesus died for us. Then He was raised from the dead. Today He's at God's right hand, talking for us. What can stop Christ from loving us? Can any of these? Troubles? Crises? Bullying? Starvation? Poverty? Danger? Weapons? I'm sure of this. Nothing can stop the love God has for us, which He has shown through Christ Jesus our Lord. Not death or life. Not angels or rulers, not anything today or in the days to come. not even powerful beings, from high to low, not one created thing can keep us from the love God shows us through Jesus. This one is Psalm 23. How many times do we read that one with Dad? And oh, goodness. But, you know, it's a good one to read when we're still alive and we're still able to understand what it means to us. The Lord is my shepherd. There's nothing more I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside calm waters. He restores life to my soul. He leads me up the right trail. That's who He is, true to His name. When I walk through the valley toward the shadows of death, I won't be afraid of evil ahead. You are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You spread out a meal in front of me while my enemies stand there and watch. You honor me, anointing my head with oil fit for a king. My cup is full and running over. Of this I'm certain. Goodness and mercy will stay with me as long as I live, and I'll make my home in the house of the Lord forever. This is Psalm 91. This is the one that I was paraphrasing while Cliff was in the hospital. So there's a lot going on in there for me. It's really strange, Mom, when you take the time to actually paraphrase the Bible, put it in your own words. Then you come back to it later and read it. It just feels like God talking to you in a way that you don't normally feel it. So I'll read it to you. Those of you who live under God's wings are safe in the shadow of the Lord. I look to the Lord and tell Him, "You are my safe house and my storm shelter. You are my God, and I trust You with all that I am." He's the one who rescues you from predators and from deadly disease and plague. He will shield you, nestled in the feathers of His wings. He'll surround you with His care. It's something you can count on. You won't be afraid of the dark. Mom, you won't be afraid of the dark or of dangers you face every day. You won't fear sickness that strikes in the night, or violent devastation in the light of the day. 1,000 may die near you, 10,000 may fall at your side, but you remain safe and untouchable. Just watch and see what happens when it's time to punish the wicked. You chose the Lord to protect you. God Most High, He's my protector too. Nothing bad is going to happen to you. Disease isn't allowed in your house. God will put His angels on notice, giving orders to keep you safe. They'll reach out their hands, lift you up, and carry you away in their arms. Mom, you won't even stub your toe. The Lord has this to say for Himself. You love me, and I keep you safe. I lift you up and away from danger, because you know me by name. When you call me, I will answer. When you're in trouble, I'll be there. I'll come to rescue you and to honor who you are. I will give you a good, long life, so you'll see what it's like to be saved by God. Well, Mom, happy Mother's Day. I love you more than any other mother I've ever had. I can't imagine a more loving and caring mom than you've been to all of us. I know how you've helped me and you've helped Linda over the years. But we're not unique. We're just one of the Miller clan. You've helped all of us. You've helped Louise and Pam, Cliff and Darb, especially Darb. He seemed to need it the most. Mom, I thank you for being who you are. You know, that's the thing we say to God. God, I thank you for who you are and what you mean to us. But there's God in you, God in each of us. So I guess it's okay to say, Mom, I thank you for who you are and what you mean to me and for the joy and the love that is a part of me because of you and because of Dad. How lucky we were. God must have known that up in heaven, those Miller kids needed parents to show them that they were valuable and loved. Thank you for that. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love you. And I know you loved me most.